It is 6:50. This is 1320 WILS. So we saw the whole housing collapse. Well, now a new report says that the U.S. healthcare sector is set to for another Lehman-style disaster that could tip the entire economy into a full-blown recession. Roger Abramson with us. He's a health insurance expert at myameriflex.com. Roger, great to have you on WILS.
Hello?
Yeah, I should note Ameriflex is the nation's largest independent health benefits administrators. Hey, Roger, can you hear me? Everything good there?
I sure can. Everything's fine. I apologize. I had a little technical difficulty. A little windy.
I do hear the wind. I don't know if you can actually die down there. So we're good to go. Or if you can duck in somewhere. I hear a little bit of blowing.
I have ducked in. We are ducked in. We're good.
Hey, Roger, first of all, tell me, what's happening? Why are people concerned about the healthcare sector? What's the financial issue there?
Well, you know, I mean, it's just a function of what we've, you know, what the Affordable Care Act attempted to deal with. And then I want to preface this by saying, I think I've been on here before, you know, I'm not somebody who thinks the Affordable Care Act is horrible, nor do I think it's perfect. I'm sort of in the middle and attempted to solve some issues. Mm-hmm. Fact of the matter is, you know, you have a system with folks who have pre-existing conditions and have chronic conditions. You have an aging population, the baby boomer population, nothing against them, it is a huge population, but it is very expensive to cover, and you don't have enough people in the younger demographics that are jumping on board for coverage. They don't care about being capitalized on their taxes. Yeah. A lot of them don't even end up paying taxes. Mm. So that's a big part of the problem.
But
continues.
So what's happening? Because mm-hmm. right now, healthcare company debt is up 308% since 2009. Mm-hmm. I mean, who's taking the loss? Which kind of companies are carrying this kind of debt?
The carriers are right now. And in fact, the federal government, and this started the last year under the previous administration, owes the carriers about, roughly speaking, and don't take this number exactly the same, but roughly speaking,
Roger, let me stop. You're just breaking up a bit, so I don't know if you can move slightly from where you are. No, it's fine. It's just the connections and how they work.
This is not usually where I am. I just had to be a bad time. I apologize. Let me see if I could do.
So, sounds better. Yeah. Hey, Roger, tell me. So you're saying part of the issue is that actually the U.S. government owes these companies money. So once again, how much and why are they not paying them at this point?
Well, part of it is just to sort of, the Obama administration, and this is a knock on them, just decided to wait just a little bit to see what was going to happen as the new administration came in. Because before the election, the assumption, you know, conventional wisdom, and we all know this, was that the next president would be Hillary Clinton. And there were some discussions, this is nothing official, about dealing with this problem with that administration and the Congress that would come in with her. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, you know, and that may have happened in alternative universe 2013, but here it did not. And now we don't know really what to do.
When you say deal, they were going to just pay them off? Is that what that was the plan?
In return for some changes to the Affordable Care Act. You know, the dirty little secret, and I hate using that phrase because it sounds nefarious, and I don't mean it to be, a lot of Democrats in Congress understand that the Affordable Care Act has some issues that need to be dealt with. They like the overall goal of it. They like the goal of universal coverage and covering pre-existing conditions, but they knew there were going to be some issues. They just weren't going to do anything about it while President Obama was in office. They were going to deal with it once he was gone President Clinton. But now this wild card, this black swan, so to speak, is here, and nobody really knows what to do with it. They were going to work on negotiating that at that time, and that's where we sit.
Okay, so how is the Trump administration addressing the issue?
About a month ago, they had some conversations with the carriers, and the carriers basically said, look, we need this money. If you're not going to give it over, which the Trump administration at the moment is, we're going to try to do that, but we're going to need some changes to the ACA. But you're going to have to do something about this individual mandate. If you can't give us the individual mandate, which we have to remember the carriers wanted and needed, they felt like they needed, then you need to give us something else. Uh-huh. And that's the holy grail here. That's what the Republicans and the Trump administration are trying to find, something that does not involve an individual mandate. Me personally, now just to be blunt, I don't have a problem with individual mandates, but the Republicans have cornered themselves there. They have to find something that's going to cover those carriers. Those carriers cannot stay in business just covering the chronically ill while the healthy folks aren't involved.
You're talking about like the biggest carriers in the country, the biggest like Blue Cross Blue Shield even?
So-called BUCA carriers, yeah, BUCA, Blue Cross, United, Cigna, Anthem, and so forth.
And so what are you saying some of them are near, bankruptcy, or what are we looking at here?
Well, they can't afford it. I mean, part of the Affordable Care Act, there's something called a medical loss ratio. And what that effectively is a fancy lawyer way of saying, you know what, insurance companies, you can't make too much profit. Anything that you make over a certain amount, you have to back through. Well, again, the insurers agreed to that so long as there was an individual mandate. They felt like they'd have the coverage.
Okay.
They don't. They have the individual mandate. It's not being enforced. And
Roger,
and the carriers, but there's the problem.
Roger Abramson with us. The phone line is hanging in there. We just have a few minutes here left, Roger. Because
my apologies. That's my fault. I do apologize.
Well, no, it's just how it is with the phones nowadays. Yeah. Here's what I want to get to, because you're saying now that they have this massive debt, the biggest insurance companies. What are they going to do if the money doesn't come through?
That's right.
If the money doesn't come through, Roger, what are they going to end up doing?
Well, you know, they basically said, you know, they've already started pulling out of some of the exchanges. We know those numbers, about a third to a fourth. Just 2 days ago, an appellate court, a circuit court said, look, Anthem and Cigna, we're not going to let you merge, which was one thing they were going to do to try and ward some of that off. So everybody's just sort of on hold. I think you're going to see by the end of this year, they're going to start pulling out of more and more exchanges. And the Trump administration, the Republicans in Congress are going to have to figure something out in the next few months before that happens, because there is a disaster that's going to befall this. And I don't mean to be – I'm not a big dramatic person, but there is a huge disaster coming.
What do you mean a disaster? What does that mean exactly?
At some point – folks in a lot of counties are going to end up having almost no choices. And what's going to happen is these carriers in these counties where there's only one carrier, they're going to start pulling out. And what's going to happen is there's going to be a movement. I very fear this, but I think it's going to happen for a public, what we call the public option. If everybody remembers back when we were talking about the Affordable Care Act, there was the idea of, okay, let's have these carriers, but let's also have the, quote, public option, okay, where if people don't like the carriers, they can have that. And that will squeeze out your private market. And that's what I'm afraid is going to happen if we don't stick with meantime.
You think under President Trump that will be proposed? Seriously?
Well, you know what's interesting about that is I get a lot of skepticism about that. People don't understand about President Trump, in my opinion, and I would never pretend to know what's in his mind at all, but he has never been really that unfavorable about certain single-payer options. He never has been. He ran partly to preserve Medicare and Social Security. What Republican presidential candidate has done that in our recent lifetimes? They've always kind of at least made noises about cutting it, not him. Mm-hmm. And his constituency, his strongest constituency is 55 and up, and I would not be surprised to see him say, you know what we're going to do? We're going to offer Medicare at 55. You don't have to go on it, but Medicare 55 is an option, and I would not be surprised to see that happen. This is the man who has no problem, and we all know this, with going against Republican orthodoxy, and I would not be surprised to see it. By the way, I'm not basing on anything I've heard. It's just my opinion.
Okay. Well, when we talk about a crisis and this looming debt, is it something that could be happening in the next year or two, or is this way, way down the road?
On the timeline, depends on how much tinkering they do. I think the administration and Paul Ryan and those folks are aware this is here. I think if nothing is done by 2020, not only is it a political disaster for President Trump, it will be a health care disaster. You will see that crash.
Yeah. And it's the insurance companies.
You will see something.
The hospitals don't have this problem, you're saying?
Well, the hospitals, of course, are going to rely upon your carriers. Where you're first seeing this right now is with the doctors. So doctors are pulling out of Medicare. Doctors are pulling out of carriers. What they're doing is they're joining with other doctors to start these little networks, mm-hmm, so-called direct primary care and that sort of thing. The hospitals right now have enough capital and backing where they can make it for a little while. Plus, politically speaking, it's one thing for doctors to pull out of Medicare, and folks, people say, well, there are a lot of doctors. But hospitals, that's a tough road to hoe for hospitals, because people think, well, gosh, if I have an emergency and I go to ambulance, they think the hospital can't be closed. They're not going to tolerate that, and I don't think the administration is going to tolerate that either. But you're starting to see it with doctors.
Roger Abramson, healthcare insurance expert at myameriflex.com. Well, that's very sobering news, Roger, but thank you very much for joining us at WILS.
Well, hopefully next time we hear we have better news. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And that is it for us. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Mike Peterson, on this Monday. A lot more coming up tomorrow and the rest of the week, as we will be here at 6 p.m. every night. If you have any comments and feedback, please send us an email. That is the best way to let us know what you're thinking and what you want to hear more of on WILS. ccrecap@gmail.com, our email address, ccrecap@gmail.com. Good night.